Hi, you're listening to Hiba is Writing. Thanks for tuning in. Hello there and welcome back. It's good to see you again. today's episode is going to be a little different. It's an audio production. It's a little something that I've been cooking up and I hope you enjoy it because I'm pretty sure I'm going to do a lot more of this. In fact, what you're about to listen to is one part of what is hopefully going to be a series of episodes, in a way, very short episodes, that when put together create a little bit of a bigger picture. So yes, without further ado, I present Cerberus, the Many-Headed Enigma. I had exams, and then my nephew got himself into trouble again, so of course Aunt Helen had to come to the rescue. He should really just go home already. His father is just being stubborn. Anyway, that's the crazy week I've had. It's been about 8 days, right? Yeah. It really has been a while. I'm so sorry about that. I hope you haven't been too bored in here. The nurses tell me that you should be waking up any day now. I ask them to turn on the TV for you every now and then to keep you company when I'm not here. Hopefully they're doing that. This thing must drive you crazy. Let me turn it off. Oh, I mean not turn it off, but let me just, you know, mute it for you. There. That's much better. I didn't get a chance to go to the library with the crazy week that I had, so I brought this magazine instead. Not really your kind of thing, I know, but I bookmarked a couple of articles in here that I think you'll enjoy. This first one's called Cerberus, the Many-Headed Enigma. You love all those mystery conspiracy shows, so I think this one might be right up your alley, actually. Oh, and I heard the author got fired for writing this, and the magazine editor also got fired for letting it get published, which is pretty weird. Kind of overkill, in my opinion, but let's see what she has to say. Cerberus, the Many-Headed Enigma by Antonia Morris. In the quiet forest town of Supple? Supple? Not really sure how that's supposed to be read. A group of individuals sighted what could only be described as a monster. A dog-like creature, they said, with three heads, sharp teeth in each mouth, and a body the size of a cow. This beast, now referred to by the name of Cerberus, the three-headed hound which guarded the gates of the underworld in Greek mythology, has since become a topic of heated controversy. At the heart of the controversy is, as is the case with all cryptozoological creatures, the debate on its existence. Is the Cerberus monster real, or is it simply a hoax conjured up for media attention? Evidence of the beast exists in various forms: videos, photographs, witness statements, police reports, and even the corpses of farm animals ravaged by what seems to be a pack of rabid dogs, or a many-headed hound, perhaps. Oh, sounds terrifying. But many are reluctant to believe the proof that has been presented. Most community members write off this Cerberus monster as nothing more than legend, along the lines of Bigfoot or the Chupacabra. As author Hiba Wazeni says in her upcoming horror writing workshop, however, monsters are often representations of the vices, taboos, and situations we want to keep our communities away from. If the Cerberus monster truly is nothing more than a piece of fiction, what does it represent, and why has it emerged into the public conscience now? One way to find out is by looking at the theories that believers share about the origins of this creature. For example, blogger Nat Urell claims that the monster might be an unfortunate but terrifying case of natural mutation gone wrong. Ugh. A reminder that Mother Nature should be given the attention, respect, and care it deserves. Well, he's not wrong. UFOologist Lydia Marks claims this might be a case of genetic modification or alien intervention gone wrong, which could easily be interpreted as a warning to scientists that playing God could ruin us all. I mean, I should have seen that coming when they said she was a UFOologist, but come on. Aliens. Anyway, you like this stuff, right? You do. So we'll keep going. Political analyst Henry Mueller is not a believer. In fact, he decries claims of the Cerberus monster as nothing more than silly hoax. But he has shared on his podcast that the many-headed monster could be a subconscious representation of a fractured political system and its perils. I feel like he's reaching a little bit, you know, but okay. Of course, all of this is assuming the Cerberus monster is nothing more than fiction. Let us assume for a moment, however, that the Cerberus monster is not fiction, that this fearsome creature is, indeed, very real. It stands to reason that the most logical and rational theories of this beast's origin are possibly the most likely. A natural mutation, experimentation gone wrong. In this author's opinion, there's nothing else that could potentially have caused such a horrifying three-headed hound. I guess. If it's real. Which I don't think it is, but, you know. However, there is another interesting point which has yet to be investigated by most interested parties. While it seems to be a core element, While it seems to be a core element in the mystery of the Cerberus monster, it is one that has become increasingly contested. The number of heads. Okay. The first accounts of this beast show a three-headed monster. This, of course, is why it received the name Cerberus. But accounts of encounters, some of which include photographic or video evidence, present a monster with four heads. How is this possible? Oh, I think she means accounts of further encounters. There must be a word missing there. I was just... Anyway, moving on. It's not like this is some kind of Pulitzer-winning magazine here. Anyway. Many are quick to disclaim these latter accounts as nothing more than viral attention-grabbing hoaxes, capitalizing on the popularity of this monster. However, analysts have shown that some of the photographs showing a four-headed Cerberus monster have not been tampered with. This has led some to further claim that these photographs, while not doctored, are photographs of fake models of animals. World-famous vlogger Matteo Rossi. Oh, I watch his videos, actually, from time to time. He's okay. Anyway, world-famous vlogger Matteo Rossi has shown in a step-by-step video that it isn't difficult to create a 3D statue of such a creature by using 3D printing techniques and painting the resulting sculpture. However, this does not account for videos of the Cerberus monster, which feature it moving and making sounds, a few of which have also been proven to be undoctored. This begs the question, if the Cerberus monster is real, could we be dealing with more than one of them? Where did they come from? This, at least, is a question with some kind of answer. The undoctored and quote-unquote real photographs or videos of the Cerberus monster are all taken in a particular region of the country. Most photographic or video evidence from other countries or regions have been revealed to be hoaxes or haven't been verified at all. This helps us narrow it down to the town of Supol, where it all began. And when investigating the town itself, peculiar coincidences appeared. Ooh. The most striking is the existence of a nearby...
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you. It's time for her sponge bath.
No, that's all right. I can come back again another time. Just let me get out of your hair. I'll be back soon, okay? You just make sure you wake up soon. We're all rooting for you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, darling. You too. What's this? I think your friend forgot her magazine. This is actually really interesting. You don't mind if I borrow it for a little while, do you? I'll take that as a no. I'll have it back here as soon as I'm done with it. Now, let's get to this sponge bath before the water gets cold.
You've just listened to Cerberus, the Many-Headed Enigma. I hope you enjoy it. I believe it's one of the first audio productions that I've made of its kind, although there definitely were a couple of precursors, and by that I mean the JTQ episodes from way earlier on. I really enjoyed making those, and that played a big, big role in my decision to make this one, and hopefully the others that I have planned, which are gonna be challenging to make in their own ways. But hopefully I can continue to create something that is fun. That's really all that counts here. I just want to make something fun, give you a nice little spooky story, and hopefully when you hear the other ones, you will understand what I mean by that. This Cerberus monster, there's a little more than meets the eye there. So, very excited to share that with you in a set of other episodes, each of them dealing with different characters in different situations, all related in one way or another to the Cerberus monster. Thank you again for tuning in. You'll find all of my social media in the description of the episode, as always. And I hope to see you again soon.